The next patient is Doyle Lawrence. First name, D like in Delta, O, Y, L, E. Last name, Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. Number one. 75-year-old white male that is a resident of the Royal Care Skilled Nurse Facility. And has been following in the practice because of the presence of significant fluid retention in the lower extremities, CKD stage 2, and severe and multiple electrolyte imbalances. The patient has been given medications that at times overlap. I had the opportunity to review the whole list of medications, and the patient is placed on Bumex 1 milligram POBID, furosemide 40 milligrams daily, metolazone 2.5 milligrams daily. Period. Furosemide should be stopped. The patient has to be on a fluid restriction of no more than 50 ounces in 24 hours. Another reason for this patient to be fluid overloaded is the persistent administration of prednisone 10 milligrams on daily basis that I am requesting the primary to reevaluate and if it is possible to stop. Period. The patient has developed hypokalemia, hypocalcemia, hypomagnesemia that could be associated to the administration of omeprazole 40 milligrams POBID. If the patient is not able to tolerate the famotidine, I would suggest to decrease the pantoprazole to 40 milligrams on daily basis. Period. I am going to suggest also to discontinue the use of meloxicam in this case. Number two, the laboratory workup is consistent with a serum creatinine of 0.79 in the presence of glucose of 81, BUN 81, potassium 4.7, chloride 101, bicarbonate of 26, and calcium of 8.8. The estimated EFR is 93 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. Following numbers. There is no evidence of hypokalemia at the present time. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency. Following number, morbid obesity. Period. To the physical examination, we found a PICC, P-I-C-C, PICC line that is in the red arm, and apparently the administration of Merrem is going on at the present time for cellulitis in the right lower extremity. Period. It's my impression that overall the patient looks better and less respiratory distress, the fluid overload is less. Reevaluation in a couple of months. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 10 minutes reviewing the medication list that was very extensive. In the face-to-face 15 minutes, I wrote a summary that I sent to the skilled nurse facility with the purposes of the above-mentioned changes.